Hey friends, what's going on in Facebook? How are you doing this morning? I'm doing good. Listen, I just wanted to get on here and chat with you for a few minutes because as I'm scrolling through Facebook, even this morning, all I'm seeing is pray for Ukraine, pray for Ukraine, pray against Russia, pray against Russia, pray for Ukraine. And all we're seeing in the media is Russian invasion, Russian invasion. Putin has now, you know, is making moves against the Ukraine. Putin this, Putin that, Putin this, Putin that. And haven't we been here before? What I want to say to you, the people that are watching, is that there's a bigger picture than Russia invading Ukraine, which, by the way, the people on the ground floor of the Ukraine, not what the media is showing, but the people that are on TikTok that live in the Ukraine that actually can either speak English or it's being translated, are saying a different picture. They're telling a different picture than what the media is portraying. So the media is portraying Russian troops flying overhead in the Ukraine, bombing stuff in the Ukraine. They are not. In fact, the Associated Press got caught this morning using a footage, using photos from when Palestine was attacking Israel and blowing up Israel. The photograph of the explosion that all of the media is carrying and has yet to take down is not from the Ukraine. So, why are we trying to push a war with Ukraine against Russia and then we trying to be an ally against the big bear of Russia? It's very, very simple, and I'm going to explain it to you simply before I run into the store, get my protein shake, and go to the gym. Russia stands against the progression of the New World Order. Russia is the only country that does not have a centralized bank that is run by the Rothschild Luciferian family. Russia does not play with the Freemason society. The president of Russia, President Putin, is not a Freemason. The globalist cabal that is run by Charles Schwab, the Rothschild family, the Rockefeller family, the Chase family, the Russell family, cannot be controlled, and therefore we are always at war with the big bear Russia. Think about it. Russia is the only place they could not put a centralized bank because every single leader in Russia was at war with Rothschild, with the Rothschild families. The Rothschilds own all of the centralized banks, and every single country, think about this, that has refused the Rothschild putting in one of their banks, meaning they control the currency of that country, we've gone to war with. Why is it that Trump didn't have a problem with Putin? Was it because he was a Putin puppet? Or was it because Trump, like Putin, did not want to stand with the New World Order? Now, the moment they stole the election in 2020, and if you don't believe it was stolen, you live under a damned rock. Okay? So the moment they stole the election in 2020, the New World Order immediately swept in and put Biden in office. What has Biden done in office but destabilize our economy? Inflation is at an all-time high. He withdrew the troops from Afghanistan, leaving billions of dollars of our equipment that our tax dollars paid for. Okay, and now they are selling off our armament at the highest bidder, including weapons of mass destruction. Now, think about this. Why would Trump, 4 years in office, keep us from all wars? We weren't in a war. He didn't lead us to war. The president before him, Obama, we were in war. The president before Obama, Bush, we were in war. The president before him and before him and before him, all the way back to Carter, in war, 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 war. The United States is being used and has been used since its inception for a war machine for the profiteers of Europe. The people like Charles Schwab, who are sitting at the very top of the economic forum talking about a united globe, a one world currency, a microchip to which will be implanted in the back of the hand and in the forehead of all citizens of the globe in the New World Order. We are dealing with Luciferian New World Orderists, and the only president now that is standing against it is President Putin. Why is it that when Trump was in office and he met with President Putin, shortly following their meeting, President Putin takes the stand in Russia and it translates, and I speak, that he stated that the West was run by demonic Luciferian cabal members. He literally stated that the West was run by demonic, I'm saying it again, Luciferian cabal members. The people that run the Federal Reserve. The people that sit at the top of the Bilderberg Group. The people that are at the very top of the CIA cult that runs all kinds of programming that are demonic in nature. Just look up MK Ultra. Just look up Jonestown Massacre. Just look up all of what's programmed coming through Hollywood. Watch the documentary, Out of the Shadows, on BitChute. You will understand that we are not fighting Russia. We are not fighting President Xi of China. We are fighting against the New World Order progression, the rise of the Antichrist, the One World Order, the One World Banking System, the One World Religion. And President Putin is standing against it. Isn't it funny that they call us conspiracy theories when the conspiracies and the conspirators are doing things in broad daylight? And then the moment any one of us wants to speak out about it, we're conspiracy theorists. No, baby, we are conspiracy realists. Because the difference between a conspiracy theory and the actual reality of the fruition of that conspiracy is 6 months, is what they say. So give it time. Everything's that the loud mouthpiece Alex Jones that got censored from all of the social media platforms has talked about has come to pass. Everything he has screamed from the mountaintops about the New World Order coming, the rise of the inflation. He even predicted years ago that they would put in another puppet in office, that Trump would not win a second term, even though Alex Jones was for Trump and marched against the election fraud. I was with him here in Atlanta. I met Alex Jones. I met him in Washington, D.C. on January 6th when the supposed insurrection happened. There was no damned insurrection. That was nothing but a fraud so that the Congress and the Senate would get off free and clear with appointing their puppet in office. If you understood what was going on, if the United States would ever wake up to the fact that we are run by a globalist cabal, there would be no silence in the streets. If you knew what they really were doing by trafficking our children, 800,000 of them, to the highest bidder across the globe, all of the rich elite would not survive what would come. There would be people in the streets assassinating these people. People like Oprah, people like Ellen DeGeneres, people like Clive Davis, the head of Arista Records and the head of Sony Records. People that work for BlackRock, which controls all of the media. People that work at the bureaucracy of Washington, D.C. and the Capitol. People that supposedly work in the White House, but the White House hasn't been inhabited by anybody since the election of Joe Biden. Explain that. Something nefarious is going on, but I do believe that good people, and I'm not saying that President Putin is good, he has his evil faults, but what he is doing is he's going into the Ukraine, where, by the way, there is an energy company that Biden's son sat on the board of, Chuck Schumer's son sits on the board of, Nancy Pelosi sits on the board, or her daughter and son sit on the board of. So why is that in the Ukraine, and why are we fighting against Russia, and Russia's going in? Could it be that President Putin, who stands against the New World Order, is going in to clear out the mess? Unfortunately, there are innocent people dying. That happens every time there is a war. But you have to look, you have to stop watching the media. All I'm seeing is President Putin on my timeline, and oh, pray for Ukraine. No, you need to start praying against the New World Order and the advancement of the RFID chip and the advancement of the globalist bankers. You need to start praying against what really matters. Do you understand that? Unless you like being a slave to the New World Order, unless you like in the next coming years an RFID chip being mandatory like they're trying to mandate the injections. I have been following all of this. I am not a theorist. All you have to do is watch the World Economic Forum. I watched Charles Schwab talk about how that they were getting ready to implement globally the RFID chip. And then all of a sudden we go to war with Russia. Russia, 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 Russia. Are you paying attention to the bigger picture? We are not at war with Russia. We have never been at war with Russia. Hell, the Ukraine is not at war with Russia. This is a game for the globalist elites. They put us into wars to usurp the people's thoughts, to usurp our will, in order for them to implement their globalist agenda. Oh my God, wake up. Wake up. The people that are watching are saying spot on, because you know, we know that there's something bigger. Every time something pops off on the media, like propaganda to the puppets, they're talking heads. Why does the media immediately always say the same thing? Because they are owned by four corporations that is run by the CIA that has puppeteer players as mouthpiece doing what's called Operation Mockingjay. Or Mockingbird. Sorry, Mockingbird. Where, like the telephone game, you start news of Russia, 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 war in Ukraine, and you have the whole country talking about it. And the whole world talking about it. While the globalists are moving chess pieces on the board. Like, I'm so sick to death of the media, and so sick to death of all of social media that keeps parroting, that keeps echoing like echo chambers, this fake news. This fake news. Isn't it funny that if Trump would have been in office and there would have been a real war where Russia was invading the Ukraine, he would have immediately taken the podium? Within hours, he would have taken the podium and did a press conference. Why is it that Biden is delayed by 3 days in giving a press conference while Russia is supposedly invading the Ukraine? Think about what is going on. Think about it. Use your head. Use your reasoning. If you have not been injected and you're not fucked up by the injection, excuse my French, I said it. Use your reasoning. You're not programmed. Open your mind. Begin to read a little bit instead of turning on CNN and MSNBC and ABC, The View, and all of the other garbage these four corporations that run them are spewing. This is why so much of our nation is divided. This is why we can't get anything done. This is why the truckers' convoy in Ottawa, Canada, actually was the one that put the boot on the neck of Justin Trudeau. This is why we can't get our act together to put the boot on the nation's capital here in this country. Because we're so divided. We're divided because the media keeps dividing us and holding a little carrot above the people's head. Now it's Russia, 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 Ukraine. Isn't it funny that the election cycle's coming and all of these Democrats that pushed for mandates, that pushed for totalitarianism, that pushed for lockdowns, perpetual lockdowns, to which they controlled everything. Isn't it funny that they're up for election in 2022 and all of them are lifting the mask mandates and the injection mandates? Why is it that they say they follow the science and then all of a sudden election year rolls around and they're lifting the mandates all over the country in every blue state? Why? Why is it that the media refused to cover the Ottawa truckers convoy that had 100,000 plus truckers roll into the Capitol and not move for 3 weeks until the prime minister, who, by the way, is Fidel Castro's son, do the research and was put in place by the globalist, would not lift the mandates? And they fought for a week at Parliament, going back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, while he brought in the military. Why is it that the media didn't cover it? Why is it that when the media covered it, it was these racist men flying Nazi flags going into Ottawa, Canada, when in reality, that is the furthest from the truth? Why is it that the media refuses to cover that right now there's over 200,000 truckers called the Freedom Convoy going from California, Michigan, Ohio, Chicago, Florida up, Texas up, Alabama up, to the Washington Capitol? Over 200,000 in counting, and the numbers are growing daily, including farmers. The media is not covering it, but the truckers convoy is riding right now in this country. So you will see food shortages because of that. You will see all kinds of things happen. How can we prepare? We should have already prepared. But until the masses wake up to the delusion that we have been wrought and we have been dictated by the Washington bureaucracy for decades. A bunch of pedophiles, a bunch of old, white, and even black pedophiles that are sacrificing our children, that are warmongering, frothing at the mouth to make profit off of war after war after war. And we allow them to sit and walk amongst us freely. Every last one of them, from Bill Gates to George Soros to Bill and Hillary Clinton to Barack and Michelle Obama to George Bush and his wife, to every single senator that placated, to every single House member that is a part of the scripted reality known as the Washington bureaucracy, should have been locked up and prosecuted, and not only prosecuted, but hung by the neck until dead. That is how you treat treasonous people that sell out their country, that traffic their children, that bring war to free people. It is time for Americans to wake up and realize that the government is not God here. The FBI cannot do shit. The CIA is controlling everything. And until we get our cards in order and bring war to their doorstep, we will forever be a slave to the system. In case you don't know it, prophecy in the Bible is coming to pass, but it's not coming to pass at the hands of the sovereign one named Yahweh. It's coming to pass by the Luciferian globalist network that know the scripture better than you do and are bringing it to pass. I am so worn out at what is going on. Do you know how hard it is being truly awakened to the truth of what is going on around you and watching so many people be asleep? Like, oh dear God, awaken the nation. Oh dear God, there are still people wearing masks in grocery stores, not because the grocery store is requiring it, but because they're programmed to do it. Oh dear God, there are people still willing to get injections after the pharmaceutical companies have refused to give the information out on the damage that it's caused for the next 50 years. Oh dear God, we are still listening to senators and House members who are profiting not only off of this war, but all of them have stocks in Pfizer and Bayer. All of them have stocks in Moderna and Johnson & Johnson, and yet none of them will require to get the injection. Oh dear God, when are people going to wake up and realize they've been duped? And realize that we, the people in number, are the ones and only the ones that can bring this down. Wake up. Wake up. Wake up. Stop watching the media. Wake up. Pull your money from the main banks. I have just now started the process of pulling my savings accounts and my investments and my checking account from Bank of America. And I'm moving it to a local credit union. Pull your money from the national banks. Stock up on food and water. Stock up on guns and ammo. Read your Bible. Pray and talk to your Creator. Wake up now. And take off the damn mask.